The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3583. Flash Strike is the penultimate episode of season 3 and of the entire series of The Bad Batch, and we've got our 7 takeaway breakdown happening right now. Punch it! Hey Rebel Razor, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you especially to the patrons who help make this possible every day with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. All right, we're here to talk about Flash Strike, the second to last episode of The Bad Batch. And this is our patented 7 takeaway breakdown. We'll start, as we always do, with an overview of the episode. So we jump right in from where we left off with that cliffhanger. The shuttle is attached to the science vessel heading to Tantus. Rampart's yelling at the Bad Batch saying they're gonna die. They have plans to try to deal with that, but Hemlock has already been alerted to the possibility of their presence and sends out starfighters who discover the shuttle. There's a great action sequence. Our heroes manage to rappel out of the fast-moving and about to crash shuttlecraft. But now they're stuck in the dangerous jungle, having to make their way to Tantus on foot with troopers out searching for them. And of course, crazy creatures in the woods there. Rampart panics and runs and draws attention to himself, ends up getting captured. But there's sort of a we'll see element to things because the troopers become aware of what's going on and the troopers end up getting smashed by that giant creature, so they take that creature off of the Bad Batch's trail. Meanwhile, apparently the insulation in Tantus is really bad because once the turbo lasers start firing, everything in the vault starts shaking, like the little tiles on the tables start shaking. And Omega says, oh yeah, it's laser cannons. My brothers are here to rescue me. I gotta go scout some stuff. And so there's one of those classic moments where the kids have to pretend like nothing's happening while Omega is sneaking out and around again. And there's a moment where she's back once again, just in time before she's discovered. Now, she doesn't find the medical lab or a way out necessarily, but she does find the Zillow Beast that we saw back in the episode Metamorphosis in season 2. And she ends up going back to the M-Count kids and saying, I've got a plan and I need your help. And we are out. And so, funnily enough, the last 4 episodes of season 3 of The Bad Batch are actually kind of playing out the way that the story arcs for the Clone Wars in the later seasons played out. A lot of those became 4-episode story arcs. So that's the high-level overview. I'm leaving a couple things out, but don't worry, we'll get to them. So, second takeaway is about the Bad Batch themselves. So, Wrecker, Crosshair, and Hunter are now on Tantus, but even though they have gotten away from that gigantic beast, they've also lost Rampart, and I'm sure they're going to figure out sooner rather than later that Rampart's been captured, so they have to go on themselves. But they've got a long way to go to get to Tantus. So, yeah, I don't know how much of a role they're going to end up playing in the finale. I feel like they're going to arrive, you know, near the end of when all heck is breaking loose. And since we've mentioned Rampart again, let's do him for our third takeaway. So Rampart has an exchange with Crosshair that I think is probably worth noting. It's going to come to play in the final episode. So Rampart gives Crosshair back his line, like, I thought good soldiers followed orders. And Crosshair says, yeah, it depends on who's given the orders. Rampart says, oh yeah, you know, you're like me, like, you know, we're, you know, not trusting anyone. And Crosshair is, you know, still committed to the Bad Batch again. And Rampart says, yeah, we'll see. So he doesn't think that Crosshair's loyalty is really that stable, but he is also telling us himself that his loyalty, Rampart's own loyalty, is absolutely not to be trusted. And the fact that he's been captured means that he is going to try and figure out how to work this situation for himself. And that means something bad for the Bad Batch. Well, yeah, you can bet that the Bad Batch is going to get the blunt end of whatever that stick is. For a fourth takeaway, let's talk about Emery Carr and her very quick turn. I don't know. I feel like this one is a little too easy. So the part that we didn't necessarily talk about, which is sort of, I think, ultimately going to be a side thing, sort of a B story kind of situation, is the fact that Echo finds his way into the base, and there's some great comedic stuff about it with him putting on the Stormtrooper's armor, but with his Scomp Link hand, like, it's sticking out of the armor, and then he ends up having to shoot a protocol droid and taking the droid's hand and putting it over to disguise his, you know, non-hand, and saying thanks for the hand to the droid, like, great corny line. That he's the one who ultimately runs into Dr. Carr and gives her the guilt trip, like, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be a clone. And she's like, I'm doing my job. And then, you know, that's what, you know, I've heard that a whole bunch of times. So her ultimate response is, well, yeah, like, I can help you get Omega and the other kids. Like, the only way you'll do it is with my help. And Echo's like, what? What other kids? And so Carr has to explain the situation. Carr doesn't really say anything about, like, oh, and I'll help you free the other clones too. And that's a whole other matter. But yeah, I feel like Carr's turn is just a little too quick. She has no reason to think that she has to cooperate in order to appease Echo. She could just get stunned again, because that's all the clones seem to do to her, is stun her. But yeah, I don't know. I'd love to hear your take on it, if you think that Dr. Carr turned too quickly, or if you think this was right the way it was supposed to be. Like, comments are at YouTube if you're watching it there. They're right there. Spotify, Q&A is right there. And elsewhere, just head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. For a fifth takeaway, let's talk about Hemlock. Isn't he lucky that he got notified about the fact that the Bad Batch had arrived on that space station on Coruscant and might be tracking the science vessel? Although, I don't know, I had a moment where it was at a minute 52 of the episode where Hemlock comes into the communication center and he's like, what's going on with the science vessel? And I thought to myself, doggone it, we never even talked about what was going to be on this science vessel that they were bringing to Tantus at that moment, and whether it was going to play any role in what would happen in this episode or the finale. At this moment, it doesn't seem like it necessarily, because they haven't given us very much about it. It's like they haven't, you know, set up the shoe to drop, essentially. But yeah, I did have a moment where, like, oh, we overlooked that detail, and yet I don't know if we actually ultimately did. But right now, as we end this episode, Hemlock seems like he has utter and complete control over the situation, which, if they do what I hope to heck that they do, the creators of the Bad Batch, I hope that Hemlock is going to get his just desserts by the end of this series. And the way that he has cleared this episode, it's just going to make the fall so much sweeter when it happens. So for a sixth takeaway, let's talk about Omega's discovery of the Zillow Beast and then returning to all the kids and saying, I got a plan, I need your help. We've talked about the idea that, you know, with the last episode being referred to as the, you know, the cavalry has arrived, that maybe the cavalry is already on Tantus. And the way that I'd said it was in talking about the clones that are imprisoned there already. I mean, that is a cavalry in and of itself, if they can get a hold of weapons, which, you know, they probably can. And certainly if the Bad Batch gets on the scene, they could help out with that as well. But it does seem like the cavalry might actually arrive in the form of an unleashed and absolutely insane Zillow Beast rampaging through Mount Tantus. And then for our last takeaway, I'll just update our running total. So we're still at 18 new planets now through 46 episodes of The Bad Batch. And we added a new creature in this one. So now we are at 22 of 46 episodes that involve some sort of enormous, dangerous creature. Which means that as we end the series, we're actually going to be under half. We can't possibly go over half, even if there is another giant creature in the finale. That'll only be 23 or 47 episodes. So where it looked like more than half of the Bad Batch was going to involve some crazy creature, they, you know, skunk the average toward the end, basically. And that's what I've got for you about Flash Strike, which is episode 14 from season 3 of The Bad Batch, the penultimate episode of the season and the series, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy this daily dose of Star Wars joy, please help more people find out about it. You can do that by just telling friends. You can do that by hitting like and subscribe and follow and join buttons on your app of choice and rating and reviewing the show on your app of choice. That tells all the algorithms that, hey, this show is worth serving up in search to people looking for a dose of Star Wars joy. And if you want to help support me as an independent creator, and I've been doing this show for nearly 10 years now, you can do that over at patreon.com/SW7X7, and thank you for considering it. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.